from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We're heading back to Austin this year. South by Southwest, the music festival, begins March 17, St. Patrick's Day. And with me to talk about the costumes that we're all going to wear and knit for St. Patrick's Day and South by Southwest, Robin Hilton, Stephen Thompson, and Carrie Brownstein. So on March 17th, we open up our festivities at Stubbs, at the barbecue place, the place where we did the Decembrists last year. We did
R.E.M.
the first year, and this year the headline act is Spoon, an Austin, Texas band. So this show, anyway, is our preview show. We've gone through, at least Robin and Stephen and I have gone through about 1,000 songs. We both have our methods for finding music, listening to the bands that are playing there, and then we've come to the table here with 5 songs apiece of groups, not the ones that we know we want to see necessarily, but ones we pretty much had no idea about.
Yeah, part of the idea of this was that these are discoveries for us.
And I got excited about lots of things on that list. I also heard a lot of fairly lousy music. But Rob, why don't you kick us off with something? Speaking of lousy music.
Thank you. One of the bands that really stood out to me is this group from France called The Bewitched Hands on the Top of Our Heads. Did you guys hear this one?
I don't remember that one.
I remember the name. I don't remember what
it was. Yeah, one of those unnecessarily long band names, but it's a big group of musicians, too. They have sort of a Shout Out Louds Arcade Fire thing going on. But I really, really love that sort of sprawling group, sort of celebratory, anthemic sing-along songs, and that's what their song Work is, from the band The Bewitched Hands on the Top of Our Heads.
Life is so cruel, my broken heart is out of my head. Pierced like a fool, my broken heart is out of my head.
Yeah, super catchy, and I just love the energy of that song. I really want to see this band while we're down there.
Yeah, it seems like it might be terrific live.
Yeah, it could be really good.
They may not have figured out how to capture everything that's going on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it could be good.
Carrie, you got one?
No.
Okay, yeah, Stephen?
What? No, I'm going next.
You snooze, you lose, Brownstein.
One thing that I like to do during South by Southwest is have a bit of a palate cleanser. You would think that for a palate cleanser, I would choose a singer-songwriter playing naked guitar.
A man with a carefully groomed beard.
Yes, just sitting alone on a stage, plucking at a string. But no, I chose Black Cobra, who are a metal band from San Francisco. I've had good luck with hard rock at South by Southwest. I like the way it just obliterates all the bad stuff I've heard before. So this first band, like I said, Black Cobra, this song is called Negative Reversal.
We'll be right back.
think that's enough?
Tasty. Tasty.
What night is that one?
I think that we'll all be at that show. No, we'll all be there on Friday night.
Okay, all right.
I expect you guys to come with me as my bodyguards.
I would so go with you to see that band.
I don't want to mix them up with the Black Atlantic or the Black Eyed Dog or the Black Watch or the Small Black or the Black or the Black Mite in Chemistry or the Black Sheep or the Black Tusk or the Blacklisted Individuals.
Wait, I think Black Tusk might be on that bill, actually. It's an all-metal bill.
Yeah, and hang on, just a little bit more.
It is the most Black isn't just the most common name used in band names. I think it's the most common used in metal band names.
It's actually the most commonly used word in my vocabulary.
So I took all the band names from this year. Bob, I think you maybe did this last year. I took all the band names and I put them into a tag cloud generator to see what the most common words were. Black was definitely up there. DJ was the number one.
Had to be an animal there, right?
And bear. So I took the top ones and I put them all together for a single band name. It's the Golden DJ Black Brothers Broken Bear Club. Those were the most commonly used. Some others. I was surprised by names, like Smith was a really common name.
Yeah.
But DJ and Black were the two biggest ones.
I'll pick a group called the Strange Boys. They're an Austin-based band. They make a music that's actually sounds very much like garage rock from, you know, someone like 13th Floor Elevators, another Austin band. But recently this band added a saxophone, and they took what it, you know, was good driving rock and roll music to an incredibly new level. I don't know if the sax kicks in right away, so I'd like to listen to it, at least until the sax get there. This is the Strange Boys. The song is called, now I got to go to my spreadsheet because Robin didn't print one out. And the song's called Be Brave.
I'm not even bailing you out of the song.
You're not even going to play it, in fact, yeah. Anybody want to come with me?
Yeah, that song sounds like it's 45 years old.
I hope the saxophone player comes out from the audience and plays that.
No, I like that a lot.
I think it could have been done on guitar, but I'm fine with the saxophone. Yeah. I like it a lot. I'll be there, Bob.
Okay, yeah. Great. What you got, Stephen Thompson?
Well, I've got something sort of a little bit throwbacky too. I mean, there are certainly a lot of bands, including at least one on our bills, there are a lot of these bands that I guess you'd call sort of new primitivists. You know, the bands that play these kind of throwbacky, beach rocky, fuzzy, reverby. I mean, a band called Girls, Smith Westerns, who are on one of our bills.
Even Surfer Blood.
Surfer Blood, definitely. Real Estate is one that I really like. And this particular, I don't know if you'd even call it a band. It's called Best Coast, led by a woman named Bethany Cosentino. And the song is called When I'm With You.
The world I
so simple, so great.
Yeah, there's not a lot to it, but yeah. It's a lot of fun. This is the only one that I picked that I had heard before, but it was, I kind of fell in love with it during the process of screening 1,000 songs. It really jumped out.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Good, great guitar sound.
There was a whole lot of that, though. A whole lot of, like, 50s, and the one I picked, the Strange Boys, 60s stuff. And yet, it's okay. A lot of the things that I wound up picking, I don't know how this worked for you all, but I heard some really interesting music, some intricate music, and I thought, yeah, okay, fine. But South by Southwest, there's something earthy about it, and you really want to see more grit. And
well, something a little ragged.
Yeah,
the fact that all these bands are sort of dragging their equipment around,
exactly,
and anyone will listen, gives it kind of that freewheeling.
Fourth show of the day, and yeah.
There's something we said about music that's immediate at South by Southwest. I mean, you're often just walking in and out of venues, and you want something that's going to capture your attention right away. I mean, I hate to say it, but 3 days in, it better be catchy right when you get into that room.
We make an assumption that people understand what this is for a moment. Let's just paint this scene.
Sure.
We go into Austin. There's for sure, you know, one really long block where out of every single thing, whether it's a beauty shop or an ice cream parlor, pizza joint, or maybe it's a music club, there's music coming out of it, and there's a band playing in it, and they're in, you know, they're in the windows, and then there could be one upstairs, and there could be one yet on the rooftop, and it goes on endlessly. And of course, at the convention center at South by Southwest, there's activities going on. It's all
at the same time.
Yeah, everywhere you go, there are bands playing. And every once in a while, you'll be at an outdoor patio, and there'll be like a couple of patios above you at which metal bands are playing.
Right.
Yeah, and there's street musicians, like people that don't get official gigs.
Yeah, couldn't even get in the coffee shop doorway.
And pity the poor singer-songwriter, because there's always a beat behind them, whether they brought one or
they
not.
Whether they want it or not, yeah. There's nothing better than every once in a while you walk by and the music actually sounds good.
Yeah.
So you wander in.
And many of these venues don't have good sound, especially all the unofficial. A lot of the unofficial stuff doesn't have a great sound. So at its core, this has to be good music, because they're not going to win you over for the sound system. They're not going to win you over for anything else.
And in terms of quantity, I mean, there's, 1,700 bands just on official showcases, not counting the hundreds and hundreds of bands that show up to unofficial stuff or are just trying to get heard through other means.
And to go through our coverage real quick, those concerts, the one at Stubbs that we mentioned with Broken Bells, with Spoon, with Fist Queen, with Sharon Jones and so forth, we webcast those live, so you'll be able to be home and listen to it if you're not going to be at South by Southwest. And if you were at South by Southwest, you'll be able to hear it when you come home, because we'll archive it. And then at the Parish that day, where we have Surfer Blood and we have Sleigh Bells and we have Brooklyn Rider and G-Side, I'm just running out of breath, we'll webcast those shows too, and we'll be live from that around noon Central Time. And that'll all be on the website. And lots of photographs. We're going to have blog posts. We do these things at 2 and 3 in the morning, where the four of us get together and we just talk about all the things we've seen, and we put those up in the morning.
As podcasts.
And it's part of the All Songs Considered podcast.
And we're all bringing video cameras, and we're going to try to shoot some little sessions. We're going to do the best we can to sort of create a tiny little South by Southwest for you to enjoy at home.
The whole idea is for us to get turned on to music, to pass that along to you if you can't be there. If you can be there, go there, because it's just the time of your life. Robin Hilton, what do you got?
Oh,
what was that?
Not on my end.
Oh, okay.
Why prolong the inevitable? After last year's South by Southwest, I just thought, this life really can't get any better. I saw Jason Lytle play.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
He put out the new record. I was absolutely in heaven.
For those of you who are new to this podcast, Jason Lytle is an artist Robin likes a lot.
From the band Granddaddy. And so I'm thinking, you know, how could this year possibly get any better? He's not going to put a new record out. It's only been a year. Come to find out, he started a new band
for you,
just for me and everyone else who loves his music, called Admiral Radley. And it's Jason Lytle and Aaron Birch, the drummer of Granddaddy.
You're gonna see him?
I am desperately desperately hoping to see them. They are playing at least one show, and he's playing with members of the band Early Mart. And if you know
great
the band,
band
Early Mart, they're both great bands, Granddaddy and Early Mart, and they're a great pairing.
I tell you about the t-shirt I was going to print for you? I've got this stuff where you can put it in your printer and then make a t-shirt out of it. I was going to make a t-shirt for Robin. I'm a close personal friend of Jason Lytle's.
Yeah, that wouldn't be creepy at all.
Jason! Jason! Out in 2011, in order to top this, we're actually going to have you surgically conjoined to Jason Lytle. It's a secret. Don't tell him.
Well, let me play a cut from the new band, Admiral Radley. They're going to have a new record out sometime later this year, and I got one cut from it.
That's so great. Did Jason send it to you?
His people did. I mean, I'm sure he was probably just busy, you know? I mean, I'm sure he would have. But, you know, it's roll called it. I Heart California.
Una, two, three, four. I am California. Yeah. Iced tea in my hair. Drugs fall out of diaper bags as Midwesterners stare.
Pretty excited.
Good. No, I am too. That's good. Is it okay if I came with you or would I get in the way?
I'm not going to be within 100 feet of Robin.
Me neither. Do you like I did replace the word California with your own name in that song?
That's what I.
Oh, first snort of the day.
I don't want to creep the guy out too much. If you're listening, I like your music, okay, and I'm looking forward to seeing you play this new stuff. Yeah. That's all.
And if there's
who am I kidding?
And if there's a weird, just sort of filmy quality to the air around Robin when you see him, it's just pheromones. Just sit tight. He's not going to hurt you.
Carrie, help us out here. Pick us a tune.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's no one that I'm obsessed with the way that Robin's obsessed with Jason Lytle.
Quasi, but...
No, come on. I'm not. I'm just trying to give that band a little props and props, okay? I don't have like a face tattoo like Robin does with Jason Lytle.
On my actual face.
This might be the garage rock show. Robin provided a brief respite from our jangly, misshapen, dirty garage rock, but I'm going to take us right back with a band called Mickey. When I was looking through the songs, I was hoping to stumble upon a band that was on Hozak Records, which is this label I've kind of developed a little bit of my own obsession with out of Chicago. And this band Mickey, I guess, is an amalgamation of all these other kind of underground Chicago rock and punk and garage bands. But they'll be playing the Hozak Showcase along with probably 50 other shows at South by Southwest. And this song is called She's So Crazy.
Grab it.
These have been a great bunch of fun songs.
I love that.
Yeah, that's Carrie great. Carrie didn't have the same 1,000 songs that we did. I don't think I'd heard that one.
No.
Nope, didn't hear it at all. I did a band whose I did a couple of things whose names I can't pronounce. This one's called Vado in Mexico,
which all, is all one word.
All one word. VADOIN, and then MESSICO. They are London based, but
would not have guessed that.
Yes, but they're members. They're people in the band from Italy, from Mexico, from Austria, from Denmark. There's melodicas, there's glockenspiels, there's banjo. So already I'm on board, and then great drums, which is always the key for me as to whether I want to go see a band live. So I'm going to play this song in Spain. It's from a self-titled EP that they have. Drummers, yeah. Can't go wrong there.
That's awesome.
I'm there. We're batting 100 here. I've loved every song that's been played.
Yeah, wait.
Batting 100?
Even.
Yeah. Robin's even a huge baseball fan. Batting 100 is. It would
100% of the time. We're hitting our shots 100%.
Robin, no sports metaphors if you're not even going to nail them.
Batting 1,000.
Excuse me.
Yes. I just hit one out of the court. Yeah.
What's up, Robin?
Steven's
turn.
It's my turn.
Steven is up.
Jerks.
What's up.
While preparing, part of my preparation for South by Southwest involves putting together a 100-song playlist, which you can listen to at nprmusic.org/sxsw. It's called the Austin 100.
And that's where all our coverage is going to be.
That's where all our coverage is going to live. nprmusic.org/sxsw. So the Austin 100 is 100 songs by artists playing the festival. And in putting that together, I sort of polled everyone. What do you like? What are you excited about? And I polled our member stations. And The Current in the Twin Cities, as well as WXPN in Philadelphia, both came back and said, you absolutely have to put on this band from Minneapolis called Peter Wolf Crier. And since that happened, and since I sort of discovered this band, they've been signed to Jaguar Records, which is, speaking of labels, that we love. And it's another one of these sort of, hooky, sweet, it's two dudes.
It trips Steven.
It's very Steven.
I liked it. I mean, I didn't know about what you just said about the two member stations. I had that on my short list for sure.
Yeah, it's terrific. This song is called Crutch and Cane.
Is someone that called for you? Mama is cooking up a plate for two. Where's my home? Somewhere safe. Where's my ear running late? Where's my error when she's in your veins? Windows are rambling, gambling with the boys. Where's our smiles? Where's our grace? Where's the ones we replace? Where's my childhood?
Peter Wolf Cryer. Peter Wolf Cryer.
Yeah, not to be confused with the former lead singer of the Jay Giles Band.
Who has a new record coming out.
Still batting 1,000.
You wrote it down, I see.
Another field goal. No, wait.
Bogey.
So I think along the way, in listening to what is probably 60-70% of the bands that are going to be there and listening to the 1,000 or so of the songs that we've listened to, there were some real winners, quote-unquote.
See, the audience can't see the finger quotes.
And I didn't want to talk about much about what I listened to because I didn't want to influence anybody, but I did come into work one day and I said something like, did you hear the Hitler song?
We kind of had this immediate, I'm Hitler!
So anyway, we're just going to play it because it's a real winner. I mean, in many, and I don't, you can't tell. I mean, you listen to 1,000 songs, 1,000 bands, you're hearing one small sliver of what a group is, so you don't really know. Is this?
I think we have a pretty good sense of what this band is.
Okay, well, let's roll it, Robert. This is a group, they're from Japan, Kamisima, with that...
Kamisama.
Thank you, sir.
Which means God.
Oh, there you go.
Or actually, without seeing the kanji, I really don't know. It could be Mr. Paper.
But without a doubt, the song is called I Am Hitler.
The only word I got out of that was dekimasen, which is I can't do.
I got the words I am Hitler.
Let's let Robin listen because
Robin speaks. Robin actually speaks.
Okay, they're saying I am Hitler. I am Hitler.
I think my favorite thing about this band, the thing that immediately leapt out at me, is that they are flying to Austin, Texas from Japan, presumably with a drum, to perform.
You got any other winners, anybody, who along the way? And you know, look, this could be a really fun band to see, but wow. Yeah, I think I thought the same thing, Stephen.
I kept little playlists, and so... I would create a new playlist each time I recognized a theme. And so one I created was called Dragon, because I started seeing all these bands with dragons. So in the dragon-themed folder is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is a band. These are all bands.
Based on that book.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, there's a popular mystery novel with that name, which is one of my pet peeves for band names.
Taking a book title. Another one called Webster's Dictionary. No, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Here Be Dragons, Deadly Dragon Sound, Imagine Dragons, I Fight Dragons.
Wow.
So I was thinking, you know, last year it was bear or wolf or something like that. And I created another folder called For Any Song Related to Gay Witch Abortions. And it turns out I only
came up with...
I saw that band name, too. Wait,
so there is a band, actually. So I only had one band for that folder, which is called Gay Witch Abortion.
Okay.
There's a whole genre of gay witch abortion-themed bands, but only one of them is showing up at South by Southwest.
Right.
They got the best name.
Oh, I can't. I have one called Best Juxtaposition, two songs played back-to-back when I had them in alphabetical order. First, it was this song by a band called Weed Eater.
I think Weed Eater's on that metal showcase with Black Cobra.
I'm there.
I'm serious.
Weed Eater, there we go. And then right out of Weed Eater, I went to White Ghost Shivers. Total.
Also on the same bill as Black Cobra.
Total coincidence.
No, that's just the intro.
Yeah, it would be awesome if by the end of that song, I'm just...
Yeah, it gets very dark after that. But I thought that's just from having the artist names alphabetized. Those are the two back-to-back songs.
Let's go for this. This is, can I have your plug? You got to hang in for this one. Then again, you had to hang in for the Hitler one as well.
Because that song was really going somewhere.
Yeah.
this song called Lucy Wan.
Oh, yeah, this was really interesting.
Wait, that's the band name?
Lucy, she sits at her father's door.
Oh, no, that's the song name.
Weeping and making moan. Bayern comes to brother dear. What ails thee, Lucy Wan?
This was after one of those black metal bands.
I'll, sweet brother, she says, I'll tell you the reason why. For there is a child between my sights, between you, dear Billy, and I. So he has taken his good broadsword that's hung down by his knee, and he's plunged it deep into Lucy's heart to spoil her pretty body. Then he has mounted his good grey mare.
I'm waiting patiently.
No, keep sit tight. And I know it.
Sit tight.
I'm a sucker for ballads.
Just wait.
The only reason I got this far is because I'm a sucker for the ballads. You know?
What you made me do.
Oh my God.
Who's the blameless? You would drop aside and made a wall. You well a blood and swimming through. Wrist stroke was the best stroke.
Hey, I bet you were disappointed when this came on, and this is the moment at which I started liking it.
I was totally fascinated by this.
This is a really interesting
juxtaposition. Was beautiful. This was all within a song. And I like
this great.
Song.
This is Jim Morey.
Jim Morey is his name. And I listened to a lot of his other stuff, and it was interesting stuff, but there's nothing like this. This is another, obviously not, this is not singing Jim Morey.
This is not Jim Morey right now.
Right.
Same song.
Yeah. And then the pipes come in.
And
it's a whole ballad about how he kills someone, comes home to his mother, he's got this blood on him, he says, you know, oh, it's the blood of the greyhound that I you know, had to kill, and the mother says, you're lying. It's a great story. And
I listened to the whole thing, which obviously we end up skipping after a while.
To me, that sounds like Eminem crashing in on Tamlin by Fairport Convention.
Yeah, well, it kind of is, but I think it's brave. And
it makes me think how much music I'm missing just because we have to go through this so fast, because I wouldn't have gotten that far into that song.
Well, that's the thing. We do say we listen to 1,000 songs. The truth is we listen to parts of 1,000 songs, and if it really holds our interest, we go back and listen to the whole thing. Or in my case, what I do is I star rate every single song. So as I'm driving down the road, I've got my pod. I shouldn't say
so
this.
So dangerous.
Should I?
No.
You know.
Or he's giving the intern a ride home something, and the intern's starring them for him.
That sounds even worse. Right. Yeah, Bob's just driving an intern home at like 3 a.m.
We're almost done. We got through the first 600. We got 400
stars.
More to go. 400 more to go. And then the high-starred ones I go through and listen to completely. But, you know, we all have our crazy systems. Any other quirks? You know, because pretty soon we have a little special.
Seriously, where are the bells coming from? Are you doing that with your feet?
Gross.
It's just,
those are Robin's toe rings.
It's just looking ahead to something. We have something special coming up, and the
we can get to it right now, because it just made me think that, speaking of goofy stuff, we decided that this year we were going to be each other's secret Santa. We're calling it South by Santa.
Because the audience at home was really hoping the bells would come back.
And by
you remember
that,
these bells from the holiday show, don't you, everybody?
Because everybody
silence.
At home just takes careful notes.
We're going to pick a song for each other, and we decided randomly. I came up with Bob, Your Name. I picked a song for you, and you picked a song for
Carrie,
and
Carrie picked a song for me,
Steven,
and
Steven,
I picked a song for Rob.
Right.
And we have to then go to these shows. So
we do have to go to the shows.
Yes, that's part of the deal.
They might be now. They could be opposite our.
No, but
we have
every
to find
band
a way
plays,
to see this artist.
Yeah, they all play more than one.
So,
right.
So I picked I picked one that I really want Bob to see.
And Rob and I have worked with each other for a really long time, so he knows me well. I'm expecting, you know, really to be really excited about the band that
you
picked for me. So
pop
what
me
do you
up
got
there, and we'll The band is Goat Whore.
I marked them down.
All right, stop it. I'm kidding, of course. When I thought, okay, what is Bob like? I started to just listen for the goofiest, dorkiest thing I could find. You know, it's just so campy and goofy and funny. So I picked.
You're getting me back for the Christmas show.
This is important.
This is very
this is
important.
A true story.
So I tell Steven. I said, I've gone through over 1,000 bands now. These are the two that I've gotten it down to. One's called The Lovely Eggs. The other one is called Perry Grip. Steven.
When we were in the meeting where we decided that we were going to do South by Santa, and we didn't know yet who we had, I wrote on this Post-it note, Bob, Robin, Carrie. And next to Bob, I wrote the exact same artist.
The Lovely Eggs.
The Lovely Eggs.
Now, Perry Gripp.
Now, the Lovely Eggs, I love the Lovely Eggs.
And I wrote, now.
I knew you would.
We've all been together too long.
No, it's he true. Predicted what I would pick for you.
I know.
You guys, this is turning into Psychic Friends Network.
All right, you have an aunt. You have an aunt. Now, I'm seeing an aunt.
Yeah. It should be noted. Now, I love Bob. I love him dearly.
Here comes the big butt. Like Pee Wee Herman said, everybody's got a big
butt. Dear
friend
of mine, I would take a bullet for Bob Boylan. But next to this song, I wrote in my little iTunes notepad thing, I wrote, so annoying.
Exactly. So let's play the song now. The band is The Lovely Eggs, and the song is, well, you'll figure out what the name of the song is right away.
I'll leave the mics open.
Have you ever heard a digital accordion? A digital accordion.
I love this song.
I would be walking out of the room if this song was picked for me.
A digital accordion. A digital accordion. Well, if you've never heard a digital accordion.
I gave this.
If you've only heard an acoustic accordion.
Oh. I gave this song 4 stars.
Keep it. Yeah, of course you did.
Or heard a digital accordion. Oh.
So, in case you haven't figured it out yet, the name is Have You Ever Heard It?
But wait a minute now. There's a lot more to this song.
The song builds and becomes way more annoying.
It's cool.
Oh, no.
Have you ever
fought a
deadly scorpion? This is one of those songs that they're called cumulative songs, I've learned, where each verse gets added to the chorus like 12 Days of Christmas.
Like Hotel California.
Oh my God. Exactly.
But, however, Carrie, you don't like this?
It's too twee for me.
Okay. So go, just scoot down to the end because it. I'm going
to
defend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Get to the part where it's not twee.
Then I am fairly sure you'll burn in hell.
I think this band sounds like a ball of fun. Thank you, Robin.
How did you ever get to that point in the song?
See, that's the thing. I actually, in this song's defense, I stuck with it long enough to become just massively irritated by it.
Lovely Eggs, I'm coming to see you.
We can hear 2 seconds of the other one just because it's so perfectly
what was it
Bob Boylan.
Again?
You'll know.
I thought, how could this person possibly have an entire gig booked at South by Southwest?
And I'm going to go see this too because I want to know the answer to that question.
But this was the other one, Bob. I heard and thought immediately.
This
Bob
guy's Boylan. Actually going to be at South by for those.
Well, and this was like a big internet thing, two years ago?
Yeah, the little hamster was laying on its back eating popcorn, and this guy did this.
It was like a YouTube sensation in like 2008 right. or something.
Yeah.
Based on what you guys picked, or what Robin picked for Bob, I'm just
scared.
I am very scared. I just feel like what this is just judgment, just judging.
Right.
Well, if I had been picking for Carrie and I didn't, I would have just found the thing that most sounded like it was recorded in a toilet.
Well, <geez. laughs>
wow. Hey, Carrie, you're going to actually appreciate me.
Thank you, Bob. You know what's weird is that despite me not liking Lovely Eggs, we have the most similar taste in music. Well, somehow it doesn't cross over in that twee category.
But don't you guys agree?
Let's put it
to the test. What'd you pick,
okay.
Boy?
So I'm going to pick, it's a group, tell me if you know them, Carrie, you're opening your gift now. Kings Go Forth is the name of the band. They're a band from Milwaukee. That's in a state called Wisconsin, you know?
Wisconsin is also known for its greatness.
Yes, and this is a band. Andy Noble is a guy who is an avid R&B record collector. He put together this band in 2004. It's a 7-piece instrument. Well, it's a 10-piece band. 7 pieces are instrumental, 3-piece vocal. It's really fantastic. I hope you like this, Carrie. I hope you enjoy going to the show as much as I enjoy seeing the Lovely Eggs. I'm going to leave the mics open.
I already like it.
Do we know each other? band's got an album coming out
in April,
and I'm coming with you if you're going.
And it should be noted.
I'm going.
It should be noted as far as shared DNA that this helped me whittle down the five that I was going to choose, because I was going to choose this song.
Oh, great!
Okay. For me?
Just for in general.
For greatness.
And because they're from Wisconsin.
Kings Go Forth is the band. So, Carrie, Secret Santa to Steven.
Okay, well, let me just start out by saying that this is what Robin said to me in an email. He said, "You know Steven's taste well. Just pick some toothless, wispy, depressive folk singer, and you'll be on the money."
Well, I can explain everything.
Hilton!
And I just thought, now that's not fair. That does describe Steven's taste perfectly, but I don't want to...
Steven is exactly that predictable, but...
But let's try to go a different route. So I could have gone the Midwestern rock route, but instead I went with a band called Everybody Was in the French Resistance Now.
Sure.
Do you know this band?
I do know this band, and I like this band.
Okay, good. So I just thought this is kind of where all of our tastes again overlap with something that's poppy and catchy and has a little bit of levity to it. I thought this would be a good show for us all to see together. So this song... And the guy that's in this band is in Art Brut as well.
Eddie Argus, and like the guy in the last one, an avid record collector, and all the songs are full of references about other rock and roll songs.
Yeah, he does a song about Jimmy Mac. Just a raconteur.
Yes, absolutely.
Answer Records, I think these are called. They are answering the questions posed by other songs.
Yeah, so when is Jimmy Mac coming back, right?
Exactly, which is not the song I chose, but I picked Girlfriend, which doesn't have a D at the end.
Which is an acronym somehow.
Yes, which is an acronym. You Know I've Got It, which I believe is an answer song to Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend.
Someone phoned my girlfriend and acted unusual. Does this have anything at all to do with you? Even after I asked you to stop this, I still find notes tucked in my pockets. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. How many times do I have to tell you? Being deluded, always trying to lure me somewhere dark and secluded. Can't you find someone else to prey on? I won't stand you in my front garden. I don't know why it's not getting through. I'm sick of telling you.
Yeah, I like it. I had assumed that you picked it for me because it's a song that's basically like, sorry, ladies.
Yeah, well, that was obviously the other reason, but I thought that was just something that the four of us knew.
Back, ladies, back!
Yeah. Anyone that's seen you obviously knows that, but...
Right.
You know,
just often constantly
people...
fending off...
It's all in the hair, though.
...would-be suitors.
Stephen, pick for Robin, Secret South by Santa.
Secret South by Santa. Okay, I picked a song for Robin. Robin's taste, if I had to pick somebody whose tastes were most similar to mine in the group, I would pick Robin. I don't know if that's a compliment, though.
Yeah, wait a minute. What did I say about picking music for Steven? Toothless?
So I went for Absu. Play a little Absu for me, Robin.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like Eric Carmen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the When I Was Young part, that's why.
Right. I know Robin is a big fan of Freelance Whales, and that's not what I ended up picking, but this band kind of reminded me of that a little bit, just the sort of sweet pop. This is a duo called Ivan and Alyosha. They got their name from Dostoevsky, of course. because, you know, that's how we all roll.
but of course, but in a Miltonian sense, wouldn't you say?
It's a way of making two American white dudes sound a little more exotic. Their names are Tim Wilson and Ryan Carberry. This song is called Easy to Love.
Aww.
Which also applies to rock.
I'm going to leave the mics open up just a bit.
No, no.
When the sky turns black.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know it will from time to time. We've been through that. And we came out on top because you're
That's spot on.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah. It was actually, you asked me if anyone else had picked that song, and I said, oh, no, but it was on my short list. I love this a lot. I'll totally go see this.
Well, yeah. this has been great. I got the best gift. I got the...
Hamster on a piano.
You got mocked.
this is very nice of you guys. This is great.
It's kind of like we asked each other out on dates. Yeah. And pretty much everyone said yes.
And we passed.
Yes. You're listening to our South by Southwest preview show. We're going to be in Austin, Texas from the 17th of March to the 21st of March, listening to lots of music, bringing to you lots of concerts live along with our partner stations. And if you don't know a lot of the bands we're going to present on at least the first two dates at the Stub Show and at our Paris show, we have a sampler that you can download for free. 11 songs, 11 artists. And if you go to npr.org/SXSW, there'll be a download link to the U.S. iTunes store. A really nice treat. And Stephen Thompson, it's your turn to pick.
Oh, great. Just skimming past 1,000 songs, came across one that I liked. It turned out that a guy in this band has periodically emailed me, just sort of corresponded over the last couple of years trying to get me to listen to his band, and I don't think I ever had. So it's an incredible relief when somebody you correspond with, they send you their music and you like it. Sort of an Uncle Tupelo-ish kind of alt-country band from Austin called San Saba County. And the song is called The Devil and Marie.
I've seen the fires of Rome. Back in 64, you wasn't even born. You thought you was alone, safe in the unknown. But when you turn the key, you heard the running from the porch and the back door slamming shut. The feeling in your gut, the end of all your trust. For what? Now it's over and done. There again, stinging the highway to get it within. Like
Definitely a little Jay Farrar thing going on there with his voice.
But it is one of those things where I was sort of blind. I wasn't looking at the playlist. That song came up. I really like this. Who is this? And I was like, hey.
Yeah, I think it's good to do these things blindfolded. I wasn't blindfolded because I was driving, but the driving did keep me from looking.
The only way to make you a worse driver while you did this.
Because, officer, I didn't want to see who was playing on the iPod.
I have to say, it's also great if you can listen to these things while drunk.
Speaking of drunk, Robin Hilton?
You know, last year when I went through the 1,000 or so songs so fast last year, I think I did 60 songs in 10 minutes one time. And and when it was all done, I didn't really have a ton of them that I really liked. And this year was the...
What do you think?
Well, I'm just saying I had, you know, a dozen or so. And this time going through it in the folder that said I like, I had dragged more than 50 songs. I really had a hard time winnowing the list down to deciding what to play. And I'm struggling right now to pick one from the remainder on my list, but I'm going to go with a band called Mini Mansions. Don't know a whole lot about this group, but they're from Los Angeles. I think they're a trio, and I know that one of the members, Michael Schumann, was the bassist for Wires on Fire and Queens of the Stone Age. Kind of a Beatle-y, Elliott Smith, entirely predictable for the kinds of things that I love, but I think it's a great song. The band is Mini Mansions, and the song's called Magic Marker.
Waking up from an aerial dream, did I lock up all the doors? Did I make the team? All the guys at my gym put their pockets away. Fucking lucky if they live through today. Cocaine magnet, crazy kazoo. Take your diabetics hanging up on you. Liquidate everything and let's go for a ride. I do it all again, I do it all the time. Going over the edge, you look an evil divine. I can't trip to get over you. Got a spider underneath my bed. I got a paper centipede eating up my head. All the girls at my school are ventriloquists. Hippopotamus, monkey vampires, mini shampoos. There are no more pictures hanging over you. Put your face on the dash and let's go for a ride. Don't even tell your mother. I do it all again, I do it all the time. Going over the edge, she will be an evil divine. Who'd have thought that the man in the wall, is he pink, does he bleed, does he move at all? Their demise is a deadbeat dynamo door. Listen up so you can hear me no more. Fascist magic, poison.
Alright, for the record, Stephen and Bob were both miming their mockery of me. They were mocking me, but doing it silently. They were miming their mocking me.
And I like the song. First of all, I'm all for any song that references monkey vampires.
Hippos? Was there a hippo line,
too?
Yeah.
But at one point, there was a perfect opportunity for a drum break that didn't come. The boom, 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 boom. And then we sort of mimed the All By Myself chorus.
So I was picking a palate cleanser like Carrie did, and I picked a band called Black
DJ.
You know, this is getting sad because if actually people listen to us for a long period of time, they'll get to know us.
Which I don't recommend.
And they won't. But they would get to know us well enough to know that my palate cleanser is probably not going to be from America. Good chance they play some sort of weird instrument and maybe sing in a different language. And as things go, I pick things that I can't pronounce. Her name is, oh God.
Uni? Uni Lovelid?
Lovelid is what we think. Uni Lovelid. She's Norwegian. She's a singer. She's a folk singer. She's won lots of awards. I've read in Norway for her singing, and there's some sort of levels of folk singing that you do there, and she's won the highest.
And then she's a black belt in folk singing.
Exactly. I didn't know you knew that. On this record, there's this gorgeous electronic stuff that goes on along with this gorgeous voice. It reminded me a little of why I fell in love with Vespertine, the Björk record, so much. Mm. So let's give this a listen, and I won't say her name again. But you can hear all these songs and see the list of the songs that we play online at the website, npr.org/allsongs. And, of course, our coverage is at npr.org, and I'm going to practice, /SXSW.
Carrie, are you working on your book as we speak?
Can you hear me typing? I'm literally just taking notes, just everything Bob says. I'm like, oh my God, yes, yes.
Pearls yes. of genius.
All right, here we go.
And after hearing, 20 guitar-based bands in the course of a day, I think I'm hoping she's going to be at night before I get my seventh wind. I use a thing called sched.org, SCHED.org. It has a South by Southwest calendar that includes the official South by stuff, but it also includes the unofficial South by stuff, and it's a great schedule.
So if you're looking to stalk Bob Boylan, by the end of the night, Bob's pockets will be bulging with CDs people have handed him.
I do wear painter-like pants, and which have big pockets.
Carrie.
There's so many
well,
jokes.
I'll be wearing
No.
Bob will be in Carhartt painter pants or whatever he just said, which is a good look on an adult.
I thought Bob was wearing a unitard.
This next band, let me go with an artist who I had heard of but had never really heard her music, and it might be unfair to call her a protege of MIA's, but in some ways she is. Her name's Rai Rai. She's a rapper from Baltimore. And in 2007, she opened for MIA. She also happens to be on her label, Neat, which is a subsidiary of Interscope, I think. She has this full-length record, which hasn't been released, but she's playing South by Southwest, and I'm hoping she'll play some of her new songs. This track I'm going to play is from Domino Records, where she guest starred on the Count and Sinden song, and it is called Hardcore Girls.
Couldn't put her hands on this. All the homies in the club keep watching. To the right when I come through rocking. Hardcore girls keep it locking. Steady bugging me at the door keep rocking. Watch out when I come through banking. Move to the right when I come through rocking. Hardcore girls keep it locking. Steady bugging me at the door keep knocking. Hardcore girls, ha ha ha. Hardcore girls, ha ha ha. Hardcore girls, ha ha ha. Hardcore girls, girls, girls. America to the UK. Okay, I'm rapping harder than your average chick. Gotta keep it banging harder than your average me. I'm savage shit. When I get in the booth, anything gone, I can handle it. Gotta know yo for real, can you bang with this? Gotta dream one day to be American mix. Next day I dream being a celebrity shit. so hard, people call to my name. I'm a zone when I work for doing serious things. I'm a really nice girl, you know. We should take a little trip to Baltimore. All the homies in the club keep watching. Move to the right when I come through rocking. Hardcore girls keep it locking. Steady bugging me and the door keep knocking. Watch out when I come through banging.
Oh, I want to see that. That should be a great show.
Rai Rai?
Rai Rai.
Yeah, Rai Rai. It's Raisha Bareen, but she goes by Rai Rai.
Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. I thought you would like it, Robin.
Thank you.
Where are we heading? I'm lost. We went in a circle so many times.
Do I go with the creepy, folksy, backwoods folk singer?
Yeah,
or do I go
good.
With I the guy who strikes it big by getting a song on a popular movie soundtrack?
No.
I'm going to play a song by a group called Timber Tambor, which is basically just one guy. His name's Taylor Kirk. He's from Ontario and had one of the creepiest album covers last year I've ever seen on a record. Had this black and white
like
photo.
Naked was pouring liquids
no,
on
no, not that one. This one, he's out in the woods, and it's a black and stark black and white picture, and he's standing at the top of this staircase that leads nowhere. And at the bottom of the stairs is this miniature, creepy little child witch. And the person at the top of the stairs is wearing like a gimp mask or something. I don't know, you know, or something like a wrestler would wear.
See,
but can
not,
you imagine
no, you
coming
know,
upon that scene in the woods? What would you be? You're no. walking your dog, and you come upon that?
It should be pointed out that I have this album, and that's actually not what the cover looks like. This is, you're just describing a dream you had.
This is not a dream. This is really happening. The song is the appropriately titled Demon Host from Timber Tambor.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Death, she must have been your will. Up on beneath the reaper's veil. And with your voice my belly sunk. And I began to feel so drunk. Candle, candle on my clock. Oh Lord, I must have heard you knock me out of bed as the flames licked my head and my lungs filled up black in their tiny little shack. It was real and I repent all those messages you sent, clear as day but in the night. Oh, I couldn't get it right.
So while we're down in Austin, one thing we try to do is we try to grab artists, and that came out funny. But
Robin does.
All right, let me do this again. One thing we try to do when we were in Austin is we try to have artists videotape a special personal performance of the playing.
We all get a couple extra hotel room keys.
That did not get any better, Bob.
It's just called the Hen House, and just someone goes out and just kind of culls together the hottest people and just brings them back to our rooms.
I'm trying to be serious and tell our audience the sorts of coverage we're going to do. So one of the things we have lined up is an artist known as Lawrence Arabia, and Lawrence Arabia is he's going to have a small band there, so we'll do that. We'll videotape these things. We'll put them up online along with blogging. You can follow our blogs and tweets, which is All Songs is One. I Dislike Steven with PH. Steven is another. NPR Robin's another. And NPR Monitor Mix is another.
NPR Monitor Mix and NP Robin.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And I was thinking when I was hearing this, the Timber Tambor artist, like Laura Gibson, who we saw in a noisy environment, overshadowed her. These little video things are nice ways to capture that. Why don't you try to grab Timber Tambor?
He's on my list actually.
Excellent.
I'm going to try to get Sharon Van Etten while we're down there.
She's
another
wonderful.
Another one who's just fantastic. Who's so quiet.
Who you can hear on our guest DJ show with Kip Malone.
Right. And we have this Austin 100 that you can listen to, which is a stream of 100 songs. So if you're at work all day, great thing to put on. And either make your coworkers very happy or annoy the hell out of them, depending on where you are
in the Austin 100.
That's right. We're down near the end here. We got just a few songs left. We what do we have, 5 picks, 4 people, 20 songs, and a couple of silly things. We'll put all those up online for you to hear. This is a tip of the iceberg. We know when we do this thing that we listen to bits of songs. If we like the song, we listen to whole bits of songs. We know we're not doing justice to an awful lot of artists, but the truth is there's just absolutely no way in the short time that we have to listen to this to get through a lot of stuff. And if you know bands, you don't have to tell us about your friend's band, but if you know a band that is really, really good and we should not miss while we're in Austin, let's do a blog post, Rob, and we'll put up a blog post.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is we're here to discover music.
That's right.
And we read all the reader comments.
Right.
So.
And we pass as much as we can on to you. So let's do that. We'll put up a blog post with this show. Oh, so my turn. Okay, Bob. I never heard of Active Child. Active Child is a fellow name, and I hope I get his name right again. It's Pat Grossi, G-R-O-S-S-I. As a kid, he sang with the Philadelphia Boys Choir. So he's got this gorgeous tenor voice. And the last woman I played, the Norwegian singer, also mixes this gorgeous voice with electronics. So I guess I have a trend. And I quite like this guy. Active Child is what he goes under. Pat Grossi is his name. And the song I'll play for you is called Wilderness.
Never gets old. Every time. I'm sorry, Bob. I wasn't even listening. What did you want to play?
Awesome. Pat Grossi, I really apologize for my coworker.
One of these years, Kenny Loggins is going to play South by Southwest, and we're all going to have to go.
All right, Active Child. The song is Wilderness. Like to see how he does this live.
Indeed, and it's hard because the atmosphere is people coming in and out.
It's
a hard thing to grab your attention. But I'm eager to see this. It's Active Child is the artist.
This one definitely made my short list too, in part because it's a little bit Bon Iver-ish. God, the Iver jar. I have to drop a quarter in the Iver jar.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys had made one. We almost went on an entire show without mentioning Bon Iver and Justin Vernon.
The Iver jar is actually financing this trip to Austin.
All right, Carrie, you're on.
I've been checking email the whole time.
Okay, well, this next band is another one that I've never seen and had not really heard of until the label Kill Rockstar sent out an email very excitedly announcing that they had just signed this band called Grass Widow from San Francisco. And
hey, Carrie, isn't the Kill Rockstars party like right adjacent
we're not
to
rubbing that in
our party?
I would not have brought that up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was the elephant in the room. It should be noted for the sake of discussion that the Kill Rockstars party contains every band Carrie loves, and it's opposite the NPR music party.
Which contains a lot of bands, Carrie.
Great, lot of great bands. I think they're
our showcase. Our showcase is very exciting. The Kill Rockstars showcase is very exciting. I, for the record, will be at the NPR showcase. Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Yes, and you'll know it because you'll be on the air with us.
I'll be on the air, so I cannot fake it. I cannot just tweet. I can't just tweet that I'm at the NPR showcase, but actually be the Kill Rockstar showcase.
Carrie will be talking through clenched teeth the entire time.
No, I'm very excited for our showcase. It just so happens that 4 out of the 6 Kill Rockstars bands I recommended for our showcase, and they were rejected. this is one of those bands, Grass Widow, who I think will be actually embraced by many people at South by Southwest. They are a band from San Francisco, consisting of 3 women. Grass Widow plays tepidly happy music with eerie vocals. And this song is called To Where.
I assume they're playing a whole lot of other times, so you're going to be able to catch them, right?
I certainly hope so. Yeah, no, I'm sure they are. They'll be all over the place, just slutting it up all over South by Southwest, just like every other band.
Did you say slutting it up?
Yeah, you haven't heard that term before?
I said slugging. I don't know what you mean.
No, no.
Slutting. Yeah, slutting it up.
Oh, you know, like last year, how we sledding. Said, you know, is that a belt or a skirt?
It's just because you guys are men. You've never... word slut to you hasn't been leveled at you. I thought Stephen would have heard that, the term male slut, a handful of times.
Many times.
This is NPR, National Public Radio. Well, Stephen, take us out, buddy, because we're going to be torn out of this room in a moment.
Keeping it classy.
We're going to get frog marched out of this studio. All right, so I'm going to take us out. Scottish band. I'd never heard of it. I love Scottish bands. Rock music always sounds better with a surly accent. A little bit perkier than a lot of the Scottish bands that I love, like Frightened Rabbit and The Twilight Sad. It's a little bit peppier, and I believe this is their first U.S. tour. We'll be taking them to South by Southwest, so it'll be my first chance to see them. It's from their first album. It's called Vivarium. The band is called Twin Atlantic, and the song is called What is Light? Where is Laughter?
And before we go to that song, let's just quickly round up what we're going to do. So we start Wednesday night. You go to the npr.org/SXSW website, and you can see that we'll have the webcast there, starting with Visqueen. Is Visqueen the first one up?
Yep.
And then the Walkman?
Yep.
Is that? And then Broken Bells?
Correct.
And then?
Sharon Jones.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And then Spoon. And that'll be our evening of live webcasting from Stubbs. And the next day, around noon Central Time, we'll start the party off with...
Okay, we're starting with Brooklyn Rider, which is an amazing string quartet, and then Smith Westerns, followed by Local Natives, followed by G-Side, then Surfer Blood, and then our headliner will be Sleigh Bells.
Oh, God.
That's the only reason you let us put Sleigh Bells on the bill, isn't it?
I'm bringing my bells to Austin. No, I'm not. All week long, we'll be blogging at the All Songs Considered blog, and Carrie will be blogging at Monitor Mix. It'll all wind up happening at the npr.org/sxsw page, and photographs and more concerts from our member stations.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of shows from the member stations, including some fantastic bands that we would have totally put on our bills.
Subscribe to the All Songs Considered podcast so you can get the nightly podcast that we'll do as we meet and talk about all the exciting stuff we've seen, little video clips, all sorts of stuff. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
We'll be tweeting.
So, thanks everybody. Let's go out on the song, which I've already forgotten what
it is.
Yeah,
this is Twin Atlantic with What is Light, Where is Laughter?
Thanks everybody. Maybe you can buy the engineer a drink or something. We're really sorry.
He had to say that.
Yeah.
I will, you guys. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. God. Take care. See you in Austin.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Stepping from the darkness, is there